Good morning, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll cut you a check for $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Thomas.
Good morning, Thomas. How can we help you?
Well, I was at the Blue Flame the other night, and I met this girl named Cassandra. And we was having a good time, having some drinks and everything, and ended up blending off, going to another club. And picked her up, dropped her off, and everything else, and haven't heard from her since.
Aw, you said y'all were having a good time?
Yeah.
All right, so Thomas, explain this to us. What happened when you first met her?
First met her, basically, we was just having conversation, having some drinks and everything. We laughing, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, everybody's ready to start to leave, and I kind of convinced her to come with me. And waiting for my car coming out of valet, pick her up. We go to the other after-hour spot, and that was it.
Did you not open the door for her or something?
I open the door all the time for everybody, for female, all the time.
So you were a gentleman the whole time?
The whole time.
You weren't shading the strippers with the money? You was good?
I don't do that.
All right, okay.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, bro. We're going to try to get her on the line. Don't you say nothing until we cue you in. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, as I told you in the beginning, if she does accept you for a second date, we're going to hook you up with $100 from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. All right?
All right.
I don't know. I some had to go left. You know, they were having a good time. Then that's what I was asking him. Does he think he did something shady with the strippers? Maybe he didn't tip enough. I don't know.
Sometimes you don't have to do nothing. People are just dealing with whatever they're dealing with unbeknownst to you.
I think the vibe was wrong, but he said he was smiling like they were having a good time.
That's cool, but you don't know what she got going on.
What's her name? Hello.
Hey, may I speak with Cassandra, please?
This is she.
Cassandra, you got a few minutes to talk.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Shot, and Shamia Morton sent in for more quick.
Oh. Morning. Cassandra.
Good morning. What's up? What's going on?
Nothing. We're just trying to check on you, see how you been. What you been up to lately?
We hoping you can tell us what's going on.
All right, so Cassandra, listen. Have you been seeing anybody lately?
I have not been seeing anybody lately, but I did go on a date with somebody, and I think I know who's calling looking for me.
So you familiar with Thomas?
I know Thomas, yes.
Okay.
So what's up? What's up with you and Thomas the Train? What happened?
It's nothing. I don't want to see him no more. I mean, he's not my type. I don't like, you know, he's not my type.
Girl, what you mean he's not your type? What's your type?
I mean, I like dudes that are financially stable, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? They got talk and they can back it up. Thomas got big talk, but he ain't got nothing to back it up.
But y'all, your encounter was so brief. How do you know that he can't back it up?
Okay. So I met Thomas. We was at a strip club, and everything was cool. I was with my homegirls and a couple of friends, and they was all double dated up, and I kind of was, you know, fifth wheeling. And Thomas was at the bar. He was looking at me. You know, he buying drinks. He buying, you know, all my friends' drinks. He's tipping the strippers like, you know, he balling out.
He iced up.
Yeah, iced up. He got all, you know, Gucci belt. He looking good. He looking like money. Like, got a grill and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, well, what you doing after this? He like, you know, I'm about to go pull up at an after hour. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm feeling nice. And I'm like, all right. So we go out to valet. We wait in on the car. And, you know, I just knew he was going to be pulling up in like a big body Benz or something. This car comes up and it's a...
Uh-oh, wait, before you say... I hear it come. What you pull up in?
A Geo Tracker.
Oh, no!
Yes. Looks like we pull it up in like a Barbie little car. Like, then it had the nerve to be bright ass purple with the top. Like, the
I remember
that. I don't even know if it's the top or the back. This so small. Like, the back was down. The roof was off or whatever.
Ooh,
so
I'm like, Cassandra. Hey. Oh, that could just be his, like, everyday roundabout car.
Wait, I got
never
a question
know.
For you.
That was that Bert, girl.
Had your friends pulled off here, or did they see all this? They witnessed all this?
Man, yes, my friends. See, everybody see. My friends got me on their Insta snaps and Insta stories and all that, making fun and putting up the little car emoji, because this car looked like that little one truck emoji, like...
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It was all bad. So I'm sitting there, like, trying to cover my face. It's other people, like, got their phone out. They just laughing. And he's just so, like this is his car. Like, this is what's up.
Well, let me tell you what's up. We got Thomas on the phone.
Oh, shit. I done hurt his feelings now.
Thomas.
So you don't like my car, huh?
No, Thomas, I don't like your car. Why do you like your car, bro?
Wow.
Because my dad passed away and gave this to me, so it means something to me.
Ooh. Okay, well, you know, I didn't know it was, like, that deep, but you could, but you, like, but trade check it out, in.
But you just got out of Uber, so you don't even have a car.
Okay, but my Uber is not a geo tracker. Even if my Uber pulls up and it's a geo tracker, I'm definitely going to hit decline. Like, this car is not going to get me there safely.
Wow. I got low miles on this car. If I go to sell this is a collector's item right here. I can get some change for it.
Wait a minute.
Sell it, Thomas.
I'm sorry. Did you say this geo tracker is a collector's item?
Yes, it is.
With low miles, I can get some money for it.
I think y'all are missing the sentiment behind it. This is something that his father gave him, and his father is now deceased. So this isn't your only car, though, right, Thomas, or is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Maybe you should Uber, too, when you go out, Thomas. Like, that's not cool. You can't be buying us all these drinks and looking like you popping and balling, and you pull out in this old-ass whip.
Well, hold on, though. His defense. Now, he is spending money on y'all, popping bottles and stuff. If he gets a nicer car, he might not be able to do that. So you got to pick and choose which one you want. You want a nicer car, or do you want the bottles?
Give a disclaimer, like, I might not have the nicest car, or the, why are you parking valet? Like, why did you even do that?
Why not? I ain't got no shame in my game. Y'all black women are superstitious.
Huh? What words you trying to say, Tom?
I thought you said superstitious.
He did.
Hello?
Wow.
Oh, damn, he hung up. Charlie, you shouldn't have said what you said. Somebody, you thought
he
that
did sound
said,
like he said superstitious.
I think he tried to say superficial.
Okay. Thomas, using chains in the club and trying to use big words on the second date update.
Man, okay. So, Cassandra, I guess that didn't work out too well. Who's going to try
obviously
to get Yeah, but if y'all would have got hooked up, we would have hooked you guys up with $100 on behalf of 1-800 Injured Bethune Law Firm. Man, I can imagine what that was like, but it is what it is. A-Town, y'all got to call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets, baby. Streets 945.